天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。那我们现在正在进行的系列是避免盲目的七个步骤。在现今的教会中呢，有许多的假教师，那怎样我们才可以分辨真伪，不会被欺骗从而误入迷途呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听这个节目，
we are in the middle of a series of messages on 2 Peter.
我们正在进行有关彼得后书的系列信息。
Last time we saw that false teachers are not leaders that they think they are.
上一次我们讨论到假师傅自认为是教会的领袖，其实并不是。
They are indeed slaves.
实际上他们是奴隶。
They have taken Christian liberty and perverted it.
他们把基督徒的自由扭曲了。
Peter tells us in 2 Peter 2:14,
彼得在彼得后书第二章十四节那里告诉我们，
that these false teachers entice unstable souls.
这些假师傅引诱那心不坚固的人。
False teachers are particularly damaging to new believers.
假师傅对初信的信徒危害特别严重。
False teachers explain that right and wrong is a matter of interpretation.
他们说正确与错误的区别只不过在于如何去理解。
They claim that nothing you can do that is really wrong if you mean well.
他们声称如果你的意愿是好的，就不会做错事。
For these false teachers, Peter said, are not amateurs.
彼得告诫我们说，这些假师傅不是外行人。
They are indeed schooled in the art of seduction.
他们的确在诱惑人这方面有一套。
Then in the same verse, verse 14 of chapter 2,
在同一节里，也就是第二章十四节，
Peter makes what must have been a very painful statement.
彼得说了一句很痛心的话。
Oh, but sometimes the truth is painful.
但有时候我们必须忍痛面对现实。
Peter said that they are under God's curse.
彼得说这些人在神的咒诅之下。
In fact, that is why Peter goes on to verse 15 to give the example of Balaam.
实际上这就是为什么彼得在十五节中以巴兰为例来说明。
Balaam chose to defy God's will.
巴兰故意违抗神的旨意。
Balaam chose to reject God's plan.
巴兰故意拒绝神的计划。
Balaam chose to go against God for the sake of greed.
巴兰因着贪心故意违背神。
You can read all about Balaam in the book of Numbers chapter 22.
你可以从民数记第22章里读到有关巴兰的故事。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
When an ass speaks with a human voice and shows better sense than his master, you know you're in trouble.
当一头驴用人的声音说出比他的主人更有见识的话，你就知道这主人的问题很大。
Yet even that miracle did not shock Balaam out of his madness.
然而即使这样的神迹也没有能让巴兰从愚蠢的行为中清醒过来。
Balaam is a fearful example of a man who refused to do what God told him to do.
巴兰就是抗拒神命令的一个可怕的例子。
And Balaam goes on in his madness defying God.
而且巴兰依然顽固地疯狂地违背神。
In verse 17 of chapter 2,
在第二章十七节,
Peter said that these false teachers are like a spring without water.
彼得说，这些假师傅就像无水的井。
It's like a spring that has gone dry.
他们就像干枯的井。
Or a spring that looks like a spring and yet has no water.
或者说他们看起来像一口井，里头却没有水。
That kind of spring causes nothing but frustration and pain for the thirsty traveler.
这种井只能让那些干渴的旅客更加痛苦沮丧。
And sometimes dry spring even causes death.
甚至会让他们干渴致死。
False teachers are like these empty springs.
假师傅就是这些枯竭的井。
Spiritually needy people go to them for refreshment and for relief from their spiritual thirst.
在灵命上追求的人到他们那里，本来是想得到灵性的更新和滋润的。
But all they get is a message that never quenches their spiritual thirst.
但是他们所得到的信息却永远不能解决他们灵里的饥渴。
The message may sound good to them or even comforting at first.
这些信息或许很动听，或者刚开始令人听起来很舒服。
But their spiritual thirst remains or even grows stronger.
可是却让干渴的人越发觉得干渴。
And worse yet, if the spiritually needy person cannot quench their thirst in the living water.
更糟糕的是，如果这些信徒的灵命不能在活水中得到滋润。
The final result is the death of their soul.
他们的结局就是永远的灭亡。
When Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman,
当耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说话的时候,
he told her that he is the living water.
他告诉那妇人他自己就是活水。
And whoever comes and drinks from the living water will never thirst again.
无论谁喝了这活水就永远不渴。
It is not surprising, therefore, that when these false teachers have denounced the words of Jesus as irrelevant for today,
所以这些假师傅说耶稣的话已经过时，也不足为奇了。
They have become parched and dry.
他们就成为枯竭的井。
In John chapter 7,
在约翰福音第七章,
Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is like a river of living water.
耶稣说,圣灵就是活水的江河。
If false teachers deny the presence of the Holy Spirit,
如果假师父否认圣灵的存在,
If false teachers deny the power of the Holy Spirit,
如果假师父否认圣灵的大能,
And if false teachers deny the working of the Holy Spirit,
如果假师父否认圣灵的工作,
No wonder therefore they are spiritually dry.
毫无疑问,他们的灵性是枯竭的。
Listen to what Peter is telling us in verse 17.
请听彼得在第十七节里所说的话。
He said, false teachers are a mist or a cloud driven by the storm.
他说,假师父是狂风吹逼的雾气。
A cloud normally holds a promise of rain.
通常云彩里都包含着水分。
Clouds are a welcome sight to people in the land that has suffered from prolonged drought.
云彩对于那些饱受干旱之苦的人来说是个好消息。
But not this cloud.
但这些云彩不是。
This cloud looks like a rain cloud.
它们看起来像一片有雨的云彩。
But it is easily driven by every wind that blows.
但是一阵风就把它们吹散了。
And the rain in that cloud never falls.
从来就没有雨从这些云彩落下来过。
And those who are desperate and looking to this cloud for relief,
那些巴望着从云彩中得到雨水的人,
will end up with dashed hopes and parched tongues.
都会落在绝望和极度干渴中。
People who go to false teachers for bread, instead they get stones.
到假师父那里寻求食物的人得到的却是石头。
People who go to false teachers for water, and instead they get hemlock.
到假师父那里寻找清水的人得到的却是毒药。
Look at verse 18 of chapter 2.
请看第二章十八节。
Peter says false teachers use high-sounding words and fine phrases, but they have no meaning.
彼得说，假师傅说虚妄金夸的大话，但都不能兑现。
The deceiving thing is this.
他们的欺骗手法是这样的。
False teachers sound intellectual.
假师傅听起来很有学问。
They sound like they are full of knowledge.
他们听起来满腹经纶。
But it is not the knowledge of God.
但并不是属天的知识。
It is only knowledge of the world.
那只不过是这世上的学问。
Peter said that these false teachers can impress us with their eloquent expressions.
彼得说这些假师傅利用他们的口才给我们留下很深的印象。
But in reality, they are bags of wind.
但事实上说的都是空话。
Their words sound important, but they have no meaning.
他们的话听起来似乎很重要，但却毫无意义。
And people are often impressed with their fancy-sounding words, but they have tasted none of the bread of life.
人们往往被他们的高谈阔论所吸引，却得不到任何生命的喂养。
The words are tasteless and meaningless and cannot bear fruit.
他们的话空洞无味，也没有功效。
We can see Peter's greatest concern when we look at the second part of verse 18.
如果我们读第十八节的后半部，就会发现彼得最关心的是什么。
Listen to what he said.
请听他说。
They allure those who have already escaped from the life of sin through the lust of the flesh.
用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。
Peter is worried about the new believers.
彼得所关心的是那些初信主的人。
Or believers who are not spiritually mature.
或者说是灵命上不成熟的人。
Peter knows that the false teachers can easily lead them back into their previous sinful life.
彼得明白，这些信徒最容易被引诱回到他们以前罪恶的生活中去。
Instead of letting the truth of the word of God be their attraction.
而这些假师傅不但不用神的话语来吸引信徒。
They lure people to trying to ease their consciousness.
反而引诱他们丧失良知。
They lure people to excuse anyone who lives a life of sin and disobedience.
引诱他们为罪恶的生活方式找借口。
Why was Peter so concerned?
彼得为什么对这件事情那么关注呢?
Because he knew how difficult it is to be unhooked and unentangled from a life of error.
因为他知道一个人从错误的缠累和捆绑中被释放出来是多么的不容易。
Once your old nature has gotten its hooks back into you, turning back to God is difficult.
一旦天然的生命把这个人拉回到旧的老我中去，就很难再一次让他转向神。
Verse 19 is a very key verse.
十九节是很关键的一节经文。
Listen to what Peter said.
请听彼得是怎么说的。
The apostate teachers talk a lot about freedom.
这些假师傅谈论了许多有关自由的事。
But what they do is invert the real meaning of biblical freedom.
但他们篡改了自由的真正含义。
The Bible teaches us that believers are free unto the Lord.
圣经教导我们，信徒在主里是自由的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
Because we are born again in the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们靠圣灵的能力得到重生。
We are free from sin.
我们脱离了罪。
We are free from the condemnation of sin.
我们脱离了罪的惩罚。
We are free from the motive of sin, which is fear.
我们脱离了导致犯罪的恐惧。
We are free from the power of sin's enslavement.
我们脱离了罪恶的辖制。
In other words, the sin's still there, but we are no longer its slave.
换句话说，罪虽然还存在，但我们却不再做罪的奴隶。
But these false teachers take a beautiful word, free, which is a very powerful biblical concept, and twist it.
可是这些假师傅套用了自由这个漂亮而有力的圣经词汇，却扭曲它原有的意义。
These false teachers say that freedom means that you are free from the divine authority.
假师傅说，自由就是使人脱离属天的权柄。
These false teachers say that freedom means you are free to break God's commandments.
假师傅说，自由就是随便违背神的诫命。
False teachers say that freedom means you are free to sin.
假师傅说，自由就是你可以随意去犯罪。
Peter said,
彼得说，
A person who is a slave is the person who is enslaved to whatever controls him or her.
人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。
If you are not free to break from alcohol, you are slave to alcohol.
如果你不能脱离酒精的控制，你就是酒精的奴仆。
If you are not free to break from drugs, you are slave to drugs.
如果你不能打破毒品的束缚，你就是毒品的奴隶。
If you are not free to break from lustful pursuits, you are a slave to your sexual appetite.
如果你不能脱离淫乱的生活，你就是情欲的奴仆。
A false teacher will tell you that it is okay to sin. This is the way you are made.
假师傅会对你说，犯罪没关系，生活本来就是这样。
Spiritually, you are either dominated by the Holy Spirit or by your own nature of sin.
在灵性上，你若不是被圣灵引导，就是被你自己的罪性主宰。
Whose servant are you?
你愿意做谁的奴仆呢？
It is my prayer that you are a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我为你的祷告就是，你要做主耶稣基督的仆人。
Therefore, in verse 20,
因此在20节，
Peter is saying to the spiritually young believers who are his greatest concern,
彼得对他最关心的灵性上年幼的信徒说，
Be warned.
你们要谨慎。
You are responsible and accountable to God for your own spiritual welfare.
要为自己在神面前的灵命成长负责。
Peter is telling believers that while God is going to judge those false teachers,
彼得告诉信徒，虽然神会审判那些假师傅，
but you have no excuse.
你们也难辞其咎。
If you allow yourself to be led astray, you will pay a tremendous price for it.
如果你们容让自己被引离正路的话，你们也要为此付上巨大的代价。
Peter is telling us that we have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
彼得说，我们要通过认识耶稣基督来逃避世俗的污染。
We are born again by the grace of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
神的恩典借着圣灵的大能使我们得到重生。
And once we are saved by grace, we cannot lose our salvation.
一旦我们被恩典所拯救，我们就不会失去救恩。
Salvation is a gift given to us by God through the precious blood of His Son, Jesus Christ.
救恩是神通过他的儿子耶稣基督的宝血所赐给我们的礼物。
Peter says that the person who has genuinely committed his or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ,
彼得说，对于那些真心将自己的生命交托给主耶稣基督的人，
This person is in serious trouble when he or she becomes again entangled by sin instead of overcoming sin.
一旦再次陷在罪中，这时候他们的境况是非常危险的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because a Christian cannot play games with God.
因为基督徒不可以玩弄神。
By dabbling in overt, premeditated sin while they claim to be Christian.
他们不可以在承认自己是基督徒之后公然故意犯罪。
Listen to what Peter said in verse 21.
请听彼得在21节里所说的话。
That it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
他们倒不如不晓得义路为妙。
Sadly, there are some believers who think that God is just offering us an eternal life insurance policy.
多么可悲啊！有些信徒认为神给我们开了一张永生保险单。
They think that this allows us to accept Christ and then not follow him.
他们认为只要接受了耶稣而不需要跟随他。
No, that's not the way.
不对，这是完全错误的。
Peter said that this is false teaching and get away from it.
彼得说这是假教训，要远离它。
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 22,
在彼得后书第二章二十二节，
Peter closes this chapter by reminding us of two powerful illustrations from Proverbs 26:11.
彼得用箴言第二十六章十一节的比喻来提醒信徒，作为本章的结束。
First, those who turn from following the Lord Jesus Christ are, as the proverb said, a dog returning to his own vomit.
首先，那些转去不跟从主耶稣基督的人，正如箴言所说，就如狗转过来吃他所吐的。
Secondly,
其次，
such a person is like a swine who has just been washed and cleaned, but insist on returning back to wallowing in the mud.
这种人就像一头猪，虽然已经洗干净了，却又回到泥里去打滚。
Peter uses both the dog and the pig deliberately.
彼得特意用狗和猪做比方。
Because under the Old Testament law, these were unclean animals.
因为在旧约律法中，狗和猪都是不洁净的牲畜。
Why does Peter use such strong language?
为什么彼得用这么强烈的比喻呢？
Because lapsed believers are in a more tragic plight than the unbeliever who rejected the light.
因为对于那些堕落的信徒来说，他们的境况比不信的人更可悲。
Jesus spoke of this same danger in Matthew 12:43.
耶稣在马太福音第十二章四十三节同样提到这种危险性。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读。马太福音第十二章四十三到四十五节，乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是说：“我要回到我所出来的屋里去。”到了，就看见里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了，便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的景况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代也要如此。
Paul tells the Corinthian Christian who were living a life of sin and disobedience.
保罗对哥林多教会中那些不肯顺服主、情愿留恋最终生活的基督徒说，
That God will try and try again, but if they do not repent, they may actually experience physical death.
神一而再、再而三地给他们机会，但是如果他们不悔改，他们甚至会遭遇到死亡。
God cannot be mocked.
神是轻慢不得的。
But this tragic ending doesn't have to be.
然而这种悲剧是可以避免的。
God will forgive and restore if you genuinely repent.
如果你真诚地悔改，神会赦免你、重建你。
God is more than ready to forgive you.
神随时都等候要饶恕你的罪。
God is ready to give you the power and freedom over sin, whatever it may be.
神随时都愿意赐给你胜过罪的能力和自由。
Will you pray with me this prayer?
你愿意现在和我一起祷告吗？
Lord Jesus, forgive me.
主耶稣，饶恕我。
I have not taken my salvation very seriously.
我以前没有认真面对得救的问题。
I have wandered away from you.
我曾经远离你。
I receive your forgiveness, Jesus.
主耶稣，求你赦免我的罪。
Because I repent.
我愿意悔改。
In your name, Jesus.
奉耶稣的名字。
Amen.
阿们。
感谢麦克牧师的提醒和教导，让我们看到了认识真理的重要性。否则呢，我们就会非常容易被迷惑。尤其呢，是我们从事教导工作的人，若不战战兢兢，时刻警醒，就很容易陷入到罪的网罗中，甚至会把其他的信徒也引入到灭亡。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们能够时刻的警醒，也愿神大大的祝福你们。我们下期再会。
我就在